It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Round Rock Express in the opening game of a three-game series. These are our first games since the All-Star break. The Tacoma Rainiers wrapped up the pre-All-Star break portion of the schedule with a six-game series in Reno, and it was a success. The Rainiers won four of the six games there. Had a chance for five. Frustrating game on Sunday going into the break when the Rainiers were down 2-1 going to the ninth, and they loaded the bases with no one out on three straight walks, only to see the next three hitters all strike out and end up losing that game 2-1. But still, a good series in Reno. Four wins in six games, and the Rainiers went into the break over 500 on the year at 44-43, 7-5 in the second half standings. Round Rock, the opponent here tonight for this little three-game series, has been one of the league's best teams all season. They're 18 games over 500 at 52-34, and that includes an 8-4 mark in the second half standings. Our starting pitchers for tonight's contest on the mound for the Rainiers, left-hander Kyle Hart. This will be his seventh start for Tacoma. He's 2-1 with a 4.20 ERA. His last two starts have been very good. He'll be opposed by Round Rock right-hander Seth Nordlund. And Nordlund is in just his second appearance for Round Rock this year. He's 0-1 with a 9 ERA in very limited duty on the hill so far this season. So Seth Nordlund on the hill for Round Rock and Kyle Hart for the Tacoma Rainiers. Well, we've got a whole lot of roster moves to catch up on as it was a busy last 4 days off the field with some roster moves. So we'll get you caught up on what happened there when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
The Tacoma Rainiers hosting the Round Rock Express tonight, a rare three-game series in the PCL. This is our last three-game series of the year. All the rest of the way we'll be going with the six-game series starting next week on the road at Sacramento. But for now, three games here this weekend against Round Rock coming out of the All-Star break. Bunch of roster moves to report. The Mariners claimed pitcher Adam Aller off waivers from the Oakland A's. He's bounced back and forth between AAA Las Vegas and the big league A's this year. Aller has joined the Rainiers. He's going to go into the starting rotation and pitch here on Sunday in his Rainiers debut. The Mariners signed Logan Allen, left-handed pitcher, formerly of the Cleveland Guardians, and this year had been with Albuquerque in the Pacific Coast League, the Rockies affiliate. He's going into the Red Ears bullpen, so add the left-handed reliever Logan Allen. Diego Castillo has been activated from the temporary inactive list. He was away from the club for a few days, missed the last few days in Reno, but he's back and available in the bullpen. Losing players we lost over the break. Colin Moran was with the Red Ears the entire season until now. He exercised a clause in his contract to become a free agent and is going to try to get back to the big leagues in a different organization. So we wish Colin Moran the best. He'd actually been swinging a hot bat recently, although in limited play, having trouble getting in the lineup here. So he should be able to find a better opportunity. Connor Wade has been placed on the development list, and pitcher Leon Hunter Jr. has been transferred back to Class A Everett. All right, you got all those roster moves. I told you there were a lot. Make sure that you have all those memorized, okay? We'll get to the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org. A closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provac CCTV Inspection Team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provac has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Round Rock Express, who have a record of 52 wins and 34 losses. They're the Texas Rangers AAA club. They're managed by Doug Davis. Leading off for Round Rock playing center field is Bubba Thompson. Batting second, the left fielder J.P. Martinez. Hitting third, third baseman Justin Foscue. In the cleanup spot, catcher Sam Huff. Batting fifth, the first baseman Blaine Krim. Hitting sixth, right fielder Elier Hernandez. Batting seventh is the shortstop Jonathan Ornelas. Hitting eighth, designated hitter Sandro Fabian. And batting ninth, second baseman Dio Arias. On the mound for Round Rock, right-hander Seth Nordlund, 0-1 with a 9 ERA in just one game. Well, the Red Ears are 44-43 on the season. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by John Russell. Leading off for Tacoma, playing left field is Sam Haggerty. Batting second, right fielder Cade Marlowe. Hitting third, the shortstop Didi Gregorius. In the cleanup spot, third baseman Jake Shiner. Batting fifth, the center fielder Taylor Trammell. Hitting sixth and doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. Batting seventh, designated hitter Zach Deloach. Hitting eighth, the second baseman Mark Mathias. And batting ninth, first baseman Cooper Hummel. On the mound, Kyle Hart, the lefty, is 2-1 with a 4.20 ERA. Our umpires behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is Tanner Dobson. The first base umpire is Tanner Moore. And over at third, it's Adam Rogers. Tacoma and Round Rock, opening game of a three-game series as these two teams have come out of the All-Star break ready to play. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of tonight's game right after this.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online. So you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information. Ready for an MVP move? Using Water Wisely can help lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Fixing leaks, turning off the tap, and running full loads of dishes and laundry can reduce water waste. Water lawns early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball. We're about ready to start this one, the Red Ears and the Round Rock Express here at Cheney Stadium. Really nice night for baseball in the Pacific Northwest. Postcard perfect weather here in Tacoma today as the Red Ears prepare to open up this 3-game weekend series against the Round Rock Express here at Cheney Stadium. Kyle Hart has finished his warm-ups. And the leadoff hitter for Round Rock is Bubba Thompson, extremely fast runner, one of the elite base dealers in the game if he reaches. So keeping him off the bases during this 3-game series will be a priority for the Red Ears. Hart comes set. Here we go. First pitch on its way to Bubba Thompson, and it is taken for a called strike. And we are underway. 83 degrees, our game time temperature. Now Hart with his 0-1 pitch, and it swung on and pulled in between short and third and threw into left field, and that's a leadoff single for the speedster, Bubba Thompson. So he's on to get things started for Round Rock. And now J.P. Martinez is the hitter. Round Rock's had the second best record in the league this year at 52-34. Only Oklahoma City has been better. And with the split season format, the fact that Round Rock finished the first half 6 or 7 or 8 games behind Oklahoma City no longer matters. They start fresh, as do the Rainiers. In the second half, Albuquerque's 9-3, and then you have Round Rock and Vegas both 8-4, and then the Rainiers are 7-5. Now the pitch to Martinez. He shows bunt and bunts it foul accidentally as he was trying to pull the bat back. That's strike one to J.P. Martinez. Martinez hitting .356 with 9 homers, .472 on base percentage. Having a great season, although he missed about 5 weeks with an injury earlier on. Hart's pitch bunted again and bunted foul again, and it's 0-2. So no balls, 2 strikes on bunt attempts from a guy hitting .356. And Hart well out ahead of the count now. Hart working with catcher Brian O'Keefe. Here comes his 0-2 pitch. No, a pickoff move. Back in standing up is Thompson. Right here's have Hummel holding the runner on at first. Up the middle tonight is Mark Mathias at second base and the veteran Didi Gregorius at shortstop with Jake Shiner at third. Here comes the 0-2 pitch from Hart, and it is up high, 1-2. Outfield is Haggerty in left, Trammell in center, and Marlowe in right. No wind blowing at the start of this contest anyway. Flags hanging still in center field. One-two pitch up high for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Now Hart with the 2-2 coming. There goes Thompson. The pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Throw down to second is not in time. Stealing second base is Thompson. So the Red Ears get the out on the batter, J.P. Martinez. He strikes out. But Thompson steals second base. One man is out at the top of the first inning. And now Justin Foscue is the hitter for Round Rock. Foscue hitting 277 with 10 homers. 400 on base percentage right on the dot. More walks than strikeouts this year. He's a Triple-A rookie. And the pitch is taken for a strike. Foscue, right-hand hitter. Hart with the 0-1 pitch, and it is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Round Rock comes into play on a four-game winning streak. They finished up the past week with a 5-1 record against Sugarland going into the All-Star break. 1-1 pitch down low for a ball, 2-1. Now Hart comes set, 2-1 pitch on its way. And it swung on and hit well to left field. This is deep. Haggerty is back at the track, but it is gone. Justin Foscue with a two-run homer to left field. His 11th home run of the season. And the Round Rock Express are off to a 2-0 lead. Just three batters into the top of the first inning here at Cheney Stadium. Foscue goes deep. Round Rock's right in the middle of the pack when it comes to hitting homers. That was their 116th of the year. The Express are fifth in the 10-team league in hitting home runs. Here's Sam Huff, the catcher. Right-hand batter. And he takes down and in for a ball, 1-0. Huff hitting 304 in 48 games with 11 homers, 49 runs batted in. He drives one foul down the first baseline. Counts 0-2. Now the next pitch, foul tipped at the plate. So Hart's ahead of Huff. One ball, two strikes, the count on the Round Rock catcher. And this pitch is swung on and hit foul on the first base side. Still 1-2. Round Rock, the Texas Rangers AAA club, and Huff, the guy who's been called up a couple of times this season by Texas. One-two pitch from Hart is up high. Two balls, two strikes. Hart, the lefty from Cincinnati. Now with his 2-2 pitch, and it swung out and fouled off. Still two balls, two strikes. Thank you. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike three, and Hart has his second strikeout. So Huff goes down swinging, and now Blaine Krim will be the batter. Just taking a look here. That home run that Foscue hit was the first one that Hart has allowed this year for the Red Ears. In 30 innings pitched coming into play today, no one had taken him deep. Here's his pitch to Blaine Krim now, and this is over for a called strike, 0-1. Now Hart's 0-1 pitch. Misses outside, 1-1. We're using the challenge system today. It's a Friday game, so the human umpire behind the plate, Tanner Dobson, is calling the balls and strikes. And the players can challenge. 1-1 pitch is lined into left field. There's a base hit for Krim, and the inning continues for the Express. Their third hit here in the top of the first inning. Blaine Krim lines a single to left field. And now Elier Hernandez is the batter. Hernandez is having a great year for Round Rock, hitting .320 with 15 homers, 63 runs batted in. He leads the league in hits. He has 97 hits this year. And yeah, the pitch taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 pitch is coming from Hart. And this is hit in the air, foul down the right field line, and that's going to go into the Express bullpen. So no balls, two strikes to Elier Hernandez. Oh, 2 pitch. Down in the dirt for a ball, 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch. Popped up into shallow center field. Trammell coming in on it, and he's there, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. But Round Rock gets a couple of runs, 2 runs on 3 hits. There were no errors and 1 runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the first, Round Rock 2, Tacoma coming to the plate.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. 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 Reese's.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning 1 fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Well, Round Rock gets a couple runs in the top of the first on a 2-run homer by Justin Foscue. And now the Red Ears come to the plate at the bottom of the first inning. Sam Haggerty, Cade Marlowe, and D.D. Gregorius to bat this inning against a Round Rock Express starting pitcher, Seth Nordlund. And Nordlund's first pitch of the day is a fastball in there for a strike to Haggerty, 0-1 the count. Haggerty hitting 301 in 20 games for Tacoma. He had a great series in Reno going into the break. And he takes the next pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. Haggerty has hit safely in 8 of his last 9 games with 17 hits during those 9 games. 1-1 pitch down low for a ball, 2-1. Nordlund facing the Red Ears for his first time. Into his motion, the 2-1 pitch fouled away down the left field line. 2-2 the count. Nordlund into his motion. The 2-2 pitch is swung on and pulled down the right field line, ranging over and reaching out and making the catch is the right fielder, Elier Hernandez. And Haggerty is retired. One man's out in the bottom of the first. Hernandez ranging directly towards the foul line to haul that one in. So now Cade Marlowe is the batter. Marlowe hitting 262 this year with 10 homers, 337 on base percentage. Nordlund's pitch is skied to right center, shallow. Thompson coming in and reaches out and awkwardly makes the catch. Did not look real confident there, but recovered at the end and made the play. And two men are out. The second baseman, Arias, was out there, and then it was caught by Thompson. I guess that was Ornelas, the shortstop, actually, who was out there moving out while Thompson was coming in, but Thompson made the play. So two down for D.D. Gregorius. And the pitch is an off-speed delivery in there for a strike, 0-1. Now this pitch is swung on and popped up to right field. Hernandez comes in and he makes the catch and the inning is over. Three straight flyouts in the bottom of the first and the Red Ears go quietly. We go to the second inning of play. Round Rock 2, Tacoma nothing.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Round Rock up 2-0 after one. We go to the second inning of play. Jonathan Ornelas, Sandro Fabian, and Dio Arias to bat this inning. Ornelas settles into the batter's box, hitting 256 with 5 homers, 371 on base percentage, and he takes the first pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Ornelas has been with the Express all season long. Yeah, the 1-0 from Hart in there for a strike, 1-1. Hart's a pretty recent addition to the Red Ears. He went to spring training with the Phillies, was assigned to Lehigh Valley, their AAA team, to start the season. So there's a foul. Appeared in just one game for Lehigh Valley, and that was as a reliever. And then the Phillies let him go, and he waited a while until he got his next opportunity, which was with the Mariners, and he worked out that whole time that he wasn't, it was 2 months that he wasn't with anybody, but he worked out the whole time, and when the Mariners signed him and assigned him to the Raiders, he was ready to jump right into the starting rotation, and that's what he's done. This is his seventh start since joining the club. 1-2 pitch down in the dirt for a ball, 2-2. Hart is 30 years old and has some big league time with the Red Sox in 2020. In fact, until this year, the Red Sox had been the only organization he had ever worked for. So here's a swing and a foul out of play by Ornelas. The Red Sox drafted Hart out of Indiana University in 2016. The 2-2 pitch is fouled off on the first base side out of play. And Hart's definitely a AAA veteran with almost all of his AAA experience coming with the Red Sox affiliate in the International League. Here's his 2-2 to Ornelas, and it's bounced to the left side and through between short and third, and Ornelas has a leadoff single here in the top of the second inning. And he just extended his hitting streak to 9 consecutive games. So Ornelas bounces one through the left side. Fourth hit already for the Express, and now Sandro Fabian is the batter. Right-hand batter hitting 289, 11 homers, 337 on base percentage. Hart with the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. Now the 0-1 swung on, grounded through the right side and into right field. A base hit for Fabian, and moving up to second and stopping there is Ornelas. So two straight ground balls find holes in the infield, and the Express have runners at first and second with no one out for Dio Arias. Arias hitting 286 with three homers, 364 on base percentage. He's the number nine hitter in the Round Rock lineup. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul. There's strike one. Oh, one pitch coming from Hart. And it's a swing and a miss. There's strike two. So he gets out ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. Two now, down in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. Hart in his last start went 5 1/3 innings in Reno and gave up two runs and got the win. Here's one up and away. Two balls, two strikes. That was a game the Rainiers won 17-5. Two 2-2 pitch. Bounce to the right side. Fielded there by Mathias. Goes to Gregorius for one. On to first. In time for two. The Rainiers turn the double play. And just like that, a base runner is erased. And there are now two down in the top of the second inning. Runner at third now with two away from Bubba Thompson. The Express leadoff man who singled and scored in the first. Hart with the pitch. And it's down low for a ball, 1-0. Pitch, bunted at and missed for a strike, so that evens up the count, 1-1. This is the first of a three-game series. Tomorrow's game will be at 6:05, and then a day game at 1:35 on Sunday. Then the Rainiers hit the road for next week's series at Sacramento. 1-1 pitch fouled away, there's strike two. Two pitch, up high, two balls, two strikes. Hart trying to get out of this inning after back-to-back singles opened up the frame. There's his 2-2 on its way to Thompson, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike three, down he goes, and that wraps up the top of the second inning, and Round Rock does not score. They had two hits. They leave one runner stranded on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Round Rock 2, Tacoma nothing.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
Round Rock up 2-0 early. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium. Rainiers went in order in the first inning. So cleanup hitter Jake Shiner leads off the bottom of the second, and Shiner stands in the batter's box now, looking at the right-hander Seth Nordlund, and the first pitch is down and in for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch misses for a ball, 1-1. Nordlund originally drafted by the Texas Rangers, who has rejoined the organization recently. His next pitch is outside for a ball. He spent last year as a reliever at AA Frisco, and in the offseason was selected in the minor league Rule 5 draft by the Twins. Here's a swing and a miss by Shiner. And Nordlund was with the Twins AA team in Wichita for much of the first half of this season. And they released him, and he was immediately re-signed by his original organization, Texas, and is now in AAA with Round Rock. His next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Shiner, and there's the first strikeout for Nordlund tonight. One out, and now Taylor Trammell will be the hitter. Nordlund initially reported to AA Frisco, made four starts there, and then was promoted to Round Rock, made one start for the Express prior to the All-Star break. Sears pitching for a strike to Trammell. And in that game, he faced Sugar Land, allowed four runs in four innings, took a loss. And this is his second outing for them. His 0-1 pitch to Trammell, swung on, grounded the other way, and into left field, a base hit for Taylor Trammell. And the Red Ears have their first base runner of the game. Trammell grounds a single into left field. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe hitting 250 with 16 homers, 858 OPS. And he takes a pitch at the knees for a strike. O'Keefe went into the All-Star break riding an 11-game hitting streak. We'll see if he can keep that going here coming out of the break. 0-1 pitch inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Next pitch coming from Nordlund. And it's a swing and a miss. So one ball, two strikes to Brian O'Keefe. And there's a breaking ball outside. Nordlund from Mesa, Arizona, went to Mountain View High School and Gateway Community College, which is also in Arizona. 2-2 pitch outside with a curve, and the count goes full. So three balls, two strikes to O'Keefe with Trammell at first and one out at the bottom of the second inning. Payoff pitch, up and in, ball four. First walk of the game for either team. O'Keefe heads down to first base. Trammell takes second. And the Red Ears have two on for Zach Deloach. Deloach batting 295 for Tacoma with 10 homers, 399 on base percentage. And the pitch is a swing and a miss and a change. There's strike one. A 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss and another change. Back-to-back changeups, and Nordlund is ahead of Deloach. Rainiers have Mark Mathias, who once played for Round Rock in the on-deck circle. O-2 pitch to Deloach, outside for a ball, 1-2. One-two pitch, swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball. And there's the second out at the bottom of the second inning. Nordlund with his second strikeout. So two on, two out for Mathias. Mathias playing his first game at Cheney Stadium today, ever, as he was acquired in a waiver deal with the Pirates and joined the Rainiers in Reno last week. And he takes the first pitch in there for a strike. Mathias went 6-for-12 and also drew 5 walks during that Reno series. Was on base all the time. 0-1 pitch, fouled away, and the count goes to 0-2. So the 0-2 pitch coming from Nordlund, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike three, technically a foul tip into the catcher's mitt, but a strikeout nonetheless, and that wraps up the bottom of the second inning. No runs on a hit, and 2 runners left on base. We go to the third. It's Round Rock 2, Tacoma nothing.
Ready for an MVP move? Using Water Wisely can help lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Fixing leaks, turning off the tap, and running full loads of dishes and laundry can reduce water waste. Water lawns early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
ProVac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
We go to the third inning. It's Round Rock 2, Tacoma nothing. Kyle Hart on the hill. He'll face J.P. Martinez, Justin Foscue, and Sam Huff here in the third. First pitch to Martinez is fouled away. And that's strike one. Hart struck out Martinez in the first. One pitch down in the dirt for a ball, 1-1. Martinez, formerly known as Julio Pablo Martinez, now shortened it up to JP. One pitch, breaking ball in there for a strike. Pitch is popped up on the left side. This is playable. Shiner, the third baseman in charge, he makes the catch, and there's the first out at the top of the third inning. So Martinez pops up, and now Justin Foscue will be the batter. He hit the 2-run homer in the first. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch misses for a ball, 1-1. One pitch, up high, 2-1. Now this one is a little bit outside, 3-1 to Foskey. Foskey was a high draft pick in 2020, 14th player chosen overall in the first round. 3-1 pitch in there for a strike, count goes full. He got picked out of Mississippi State University and had been on various forms of Team USA as an amateur. Here's the 3-2 from Hart. Swung on, hit in the air towards right, and that's going to drop for a base hit in front of Marlow. So Foskey sprays a single to the opposite field, and that's the sixth hit already for Round Rock. And they have a runner at first with one out. Now Sam Huff will be the batter. He struck out swinging his first time up, 0-1. Pitch from Hart is swung on and hit to straightaway center field at deep. Back is Trammell racing to the deepest part of the park, but this one is gone right next to the flagpole in right center. And it is a 4-0 Round Rock lead as Sam Huff hits a long homer to an area of the park where we don't see very many hit here at Cheney Stadium. To the right of the giant wall where the flagpole is, Sam Huff cranks one out of here. And that is his 12th home run of the season. So Huff with a two-run shot. 4-0 Express, and now Blaine Krim is the batter. And the pitch to Krim is down in the dirt for a ball, 1-0. Krim singled in the first. He's 1-for-1 today. That's a pitch. Makes the count 1-1. Now here's a swing and a liner the other way, and that's a base hit and more for Krim as it's going to go all the way to the fence in the right field corner. Marlow picks it up, fires it in, and Krim goes into second base standing up on a play that I think was a lot closer than he was expecting. So Blaine Krim with a double, his 16th of the year. As the throw came in on one hop right into the runner, bounced away from Gregorius, who was covering. So three straight hits now, and here's Elier Hernandez. And the pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. There's strike one. Oh, one pitch. Inside for a ball. One pitch down low. Now Now a swing and a miss and a change, and that evens up the count. Two-two. Outside, ball three. So full count to Hernandez. Got his first big league call-up last year with the Rangers. 3-2 pitch. Down and in, ball four. First walk issued by Hart, and there are two on with one out for Jonathan Ornelas. Ornelas singled in the second. He's one for one. Well, the Express lead 4-0, and they're threatening to add to their lead here in the top of the third. Two on, one out. And the pitch is a check swing bouncer foul, first base side. Pitch in there for a strike. And that's been challenged. So we have our first challenge of the night, challenged by the batter, Ornelas. He thought it was low, and he was correct. It was just a hair below the strike zone. So no strike there. It was a ball. 1-1 the count to Ornelas. Hart with the 1-1 pitch, and it's taken down low. Two balls, one strike. Two-one pitch is fouled away, and the count's even, 2-2. Hart's 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a slider, and that is the second out here at the top of the third inning. So Hart has his fourth strikeout. He fans Ornelas, and now there are two on and two out with Sandro Fabian coming to the plate. He had a single to right his first time up. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 is a fastball call to strike, and that evens things up, 1-1. One-one pitch. Hit off the end of the bat into shallow right. Back is Matthias, the second baseman, and he makes the catch, and that wraps up the top of the third. But Round Rock adds two more runs on three hits. There were no errors, two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's Round Rock 4, Tacoma nothing.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, it's 4-0 Round Rock as we head to the bottom of the third inning. And Tacoma with Cooper Hummel, the number 9 hitter, leading things off, and he takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. Hummel's hitting .262 with a .430 on base percentage. Switch hitter bats left, and he pops one up into shallow left field. Back is the shortstop Ornelas, called off by the left fielder Martinez, who makes the catch. And there's the first out in the bottom of the third inning. And Sam Haggerty will be the batter. Red Airs with one hit so far against the right-hander Seth Nordlund. That was a base hit by Trammell last inning. Second trip through the lineup starts right now. The pitch to Haggerty is in there for a strike, 0-1. Next pitch coming, and this is up and away for a ball. One pitch swung on and popped up on the left side of the infield, and Foscue playing third makes the catch, and there's out number two in the bottom of the third inning. So Haggerty pops up, and now Cade Marlowe will be the batter. Marlowe flied out to center his first time up. He thinks about bunting for a hit, but takes the pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. Pitch coming, and that's down and in. Two balls, no strikes. Now Marlowe launches one to right. Back this goes, and it's gone. A home run for Cade Marlowe. A rocket to right, number 11 on the year for Marlowe, who extends his hitting streak to 14 consecutive games. And the Red Airs have their first run tonight. A solo shot cuts the Round Rock lead to 4-1. This was a no-doubter upon leaving the bat. You could tell it was immediately gone. Here's D.T. Gregorius. And the pitch is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. Gregorius in his 10th game since being signed by the Mariners and assigned to the Rainiers roster. Here's one inside, 2-2. Pitch. And this is popped up down the right field line, chasing Krim. And now the right fielder calls for it. And Hernandez can't make the play up against the fencing down the right field line in front of the bullpen. So Gregorius stays alive. Two balls, one strike to count. Everybody, Nordland into his motion. The 2-1 pitch is outside. Ball three. Misses ball four, and Gregorius draws a two-out walk, so he heads down to first base. And that'll bring Jake Shiner to the plate. Shiner struck out earlier. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch is down low for a ball. Shiner came into play today hitting .279 with 22 homers, third in the league in homers. The two players who have more homers than Shiner both did so with Salt Lake, as there's a strike. Joe Adell and Trey Cabbage. Adell got called up shortly before the All-Star break by the Angels. Today they called up Trey Cabbage for his first time. It's now the 1-1 pitch inside for a ball, 2-1. So unless Shiner gets called up, he should be able to pass both Cabbage and Adell and be the league's home run leader here in the near future. 2-1 pitch grounded to the left side, and that's picked up at short by Ornelas, and he goes to second for the force out on Gregorius, wrapping up the bottom of the third. Shiner with a grounder to short to end the inning. But the Raiders do get a run on the Marlowe homer. One run on one hit. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the fourth, Round Rock 4, Tacoma 1.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
We go to the fourth inning. Round Rock leading the Red Ears 4-1. Kyle Hart on the hill, and he'll face Dio Arias to lead things off. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. He grounded into a double play his first time up today. 1-0 pitch outside for a ball. Now the 2-0, fouled away. Count goes to 2-1. Two-run homers for Round Rock so far tonight. The first homers that Hart has allowed as a Rainier. This pitch is popped up foul, and that'll get into the seats on the first base side. Here comes the 2-2 now. Reached for and fouled off. Still two balls, two strikes. Swing and a high fly towards left. Backing up a bit is Haggerty, but he's under it, and he makes the catch, and there's the first out at the top of the fourth inning. So one down. And the lineup turns over, and Bubba Thompson will be the hitter. He's one for two with a single and a run scored so far. Swings and grounds one to third, and that's picked by Shiner, and he doesn't waste any time because they know how fast Thompson is, and he immediately throws to first and gets his man for out number two. And that'll bring J.P. Martinez to the plate. He swings and pops one in the sky to shallow center. Here's Trammell to make the catch, and Kyle Hart has his first easy inning of the night. Three up, three down at the top of the fourth, and it happened really quickly, too. We go to the bottom of the fourth, Round Rock 4, Tacoma 1.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
As a business owner, you're used to having a plan B. But these days, you're probably also thinking about plan C, plan D, all the way to plan Z. At Propel Insurance, we're here to help. Our deep expertise in the industries we serve means we know your business inside and out. Our trusted relationships with the nation's leading carriers means you have access to coverage not always available elsewhere. And add to that a relentless claims department, and you've got a partnership you can count on no matter what. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Round Rock leading 4-1. Taylor Trammell, Brian O'Keefe, and Zach Deloach are due up this inning. Trammell has one of the Red Ears' two hits today. He singled in the second, and he stands in now. The pitch from Seth Nordland is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. There's strike one. Trammell, left-hand hitter. 0-1 pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1. One offering, call to strike, 1-2. Nordland with his pitch, and it's grounded towards third. That's scooped up by Foscue. His throw to first is in time to get Trammell, and there's the first out at the bottom of the fourth inning. Now Brian O'Keefe will be the hitter. Well, the whole league was off yesterday. In fact, the whole league was off the last 4 days for the All-Star break. Enjoyed the All-Star festivities here in the Pacific Northwest as there's a pitch that misses to O'Keefe, ball one. Got a chance to attend. The home run derby was awesome. Lots of fun. Here's a swing and a bouncer foul, third base side. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. won the home run derby. Julio Rodriguez had a great first round, but lost in the second round. And the 1-1 pitch. Low and away for a ball, 2-1. And Adley Rutschman got the crowd excited with his switch hit performance. 1-1 up high, 2-1. Saw that Guerrero, who won the home run derby, then homered in his first at-bat today in the return to play for the Toronto Blue Jays. 2-1 pitch, roped to third and caught by Foscue. Quick reactions at the hot corner. And O'Keefe is retired. This ball was hit very sharply by O'Keefe, but Foscue able to reach out and give a little hop up and haul it in. So two outs, and now Zach Deloach is the batter. Nordlund's pitch is inside, and it hit Deloach on the leg. So he's going to head down to first base. And now Mark Mathias will bat. Got Deloach right in the back of his right leg. Mathias struck out swinging in the second. He's 0 for 1. And the fastball is in there for a strike. Swing and a foul. So 0-2 the count. Mathias went down on three pitches his first time up today, and he's behind in the count here, 0-2. And the pitch is in the dirt, and it rolls away from Huff, and taking second base is Deloach. It'll go as a wild pitch because the pitch was in the dirt. Well, now Deloach is in scoring position. Here's the pitch, and it is low. So two balls, two strikes to Mathias. Now a swing and a foul out of play. Still two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 swung on, hit the other way into shallow right, and that's going to drop for a base hit. Around third is Deloach. He's coming home. The throw, not in time. Deloach scores. A two-out RBI single by Mark Mathias. And the Red Ears make it a 4-2 ball game. Well, they were down 4-0, but they've cut it in half. Little two-out rally here. And now Cooper Hummel comes to the plate representing the tying run. He bats left-handed against Nordlund. There's activity in the Round Rock bullpen. So there's a pitch in for a strike to Hummel. They're warming up a lefty. That appears to be Taylor Hearn. 0-1 pitch. Down and in for a ball to Hummel. One ball, one strike. One pitch outside, 2-1. Now Hummel bounces one over the mound, charged and fielded by Ornelas, the shortstop, and he throws out Hummel at first base, and that wraps up the bottom of the fourth inning. Right here, settle for one run on one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. And we go to the fifth inning. It is Round Rock 4, Tecumseh 2.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tecumseh Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org. The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
We head to the fifth inning. It's Round Rock 4, Tecumseh 2. Three, four, and five hitters coming up for Round Rock. Foskew, Huff, and Krim. These guys have given Kyle Hart some trouble tonight. Here's his first pitch to Foskew, and it is taken outside for a ball. Foskew's 2-for-2 with a homer and a single, and has scored twice. So, 1-0 the count. Next pitch coming. And it is in there for a called strike. 1-1. One pitch, grounded right side, but right to Matthias, the second baseman who fields it and throws out Foskew at first, and one man's gone in the fifth inning. That's six straight batters retired by Kyle Hart. And now Sam Huff will be the hitter. He hit a long two-run homer towards the flagpole here at Cheney Stadium in the third inning. Pitch from Hart is down in the dirt for a ball. Next pitch is up high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Mm-hmm. breaking ball in there for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Two-one pitch, fouled at the plate. Count goes to 2-2. Now a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a fastball. 91 on the gun, and Huff goes down swinging, and that's strikeout number 5 for Hart. 7 in a row he is set down. Here comes Blaine Krim, though. He's 2-for-2 today with a single and a double. And the pitch is down low for a ball. 4-2 Round Rock. We're in the top of the fifth inning, opening game of a three-game series. This is Round Rock's first game in Tacoma this year. So here's a pitch in for a strike. The Riders were down in Round Rock early in the season and lost 4 out of 6 at their place. 1-1 pitch to Krim. Outside, 2-1. Round Rock is here for the three games coming out of the All-Star break starting tonight. They're also here for the final 6 games of the regular season. 2-1 pitch down, low ball 3. Rainiers don't travel to Round Rock again. In fact, the Rainiers have just one remaining trip to Texas, an early August jaunt to Sugar Land. 3-1 pitch in there for a strike. Full count, 3-2. For those who don't know, Round Rock is a suburb of Austin, Texas. Highly populated area. 3-2 pitch. Swung on and hit in the air to left towards the corner. Back goes Haggerty, and he's looking up, and this stays fair, and it is gone. Blaine Krim lines a solo shot to left field, his 12th homer of the year, and Round Rock makes it 5-2. It's their third home run of this game. So Krim ropes one out of here to left field. He's now a triple away from hitting for the cycle, and he's actually hit 4 triples this year, so it's not out of the question. Elier Hernandez now the batter. And he swings and fouls one away. There's strike one. Bullpen activity for the Red Ears. Jose Rodriguez warming up. 0-1 pitch outside for a ball. 1-1 to Hernandez. Here's a pitch just inside for a ball, but the Red Ears are challenging it. O'Keefe calls for his first challenge of the night. So we'll see what the automated ball strike system has to say. And yeah, it was a strike. Good call by catcher Brian O'Keefe. Gets the ruling overturned, and it's a 1-2 count now on Elier Hernandez. Now the pitch is a breaking ball just outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now the pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. Got him with a change up and a nice little bounce back there for Hart to strike out Hernandez and complete the inning. But Round Rock adds a run on their third homer of the game, a solo shot by Blaine Krim. the only hit of the inning, and no one was left on. We're halfway through it, middle of the fifth. It's Round Rock 5, Tequila 2.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Moving on to the bottom of the fifth inning here at Cheney Stadium. Round Rock with the early 5-2 lead. On the strength of three homers, the Raiders scored two runs against the Round Rock starter, Seth Nordlund, but he's done after four full innings. The Express have gone to the bullpen and brought in the lefty Taylor Hearn. And he'll turn around Sam Haggerty, who bats right-handed for his first time today. And the pitch is a fastball in there for a strike. And it's 0-1. Hearn, known for heat from the left side. He's a big guy, 6 feet, 6 inches tall. And his pitch runs inside on Haggerty, 1-1. Hearn this year with Round Rock has been in 23 games, 1-2 with a 3.86 ERA. He's also spent a little bit of time with the Rangers this season. 1-1 pitch chopped on a big bounce left side, and Foscue can't come up with it. And Haggerty is aboard with an infield single to start things off here at the bottom of the fifth. Haggerty hit it straight into the dirt and took off, and even if Foscue had successfully barehanded the ball while cutting across, he had no chance to throw out Haggerty. So a leadoff single, first time the Red Ears have gotten the leadoff man on base tonight. And now Cade Marlowe is the batter. Hearn has a lot of big league experience, and his pitch to Marlowe is in there for a strike. He's been in the majors for all or parts of five seasons, pitching in a total of 92 big league games, including 25 starts in the majors. Oh, and won the count. And a move to first, and back in standing up is Haggerty, who's always a threat to try to steal. Owen won the count to Marlowe, who cranked a homer to right field in the third. The runner goes, the throw down to second goes into center field, and Haggerty will make it all the way to third down. So Haggerty steals second and takes third on the throwing error by the catcher. The pitch was high, so the count's now even A ball and a strike to Marlowe. So 1-1. And the pitch is swung on. Broken bat blooper into shallow left. And on comes Martinez to make the catch. And Hegarty has to hold at third base. That'll bring D.D. Gregorius to the plate. Gregorius flied out in the first, walked in the third. He's 0-for-1, and he swings and breaks his bat, but hits a little two-hopper to short, and that's going to bring in the run, and Gregorius is safe. He beats the throw to first base. Ornelas had to backhand it on two hops, and it was not a hard-hit ball, and Gregorius legs out an infield single. With Hegarty scoring, it's now 5-3. And Jake Scheiner comes to the plate, representing the tying run for Tacoma. He's 0-for-2 today. And there's a fastball for a strike at the knees to Scheiner. 95 miles per hour. Now the 0-1. Called a strike, going 2. Two pitch, swung on, grounded to short, could be two. Ornelas to second for one, on to first it is two. Ornelas to Arias to Krim. And that closes out the bottom of the fifth, but the Red Deers get the run back that they allowed at the top of the inning. One run on two hits, there was an error, and no one left on base. We go to the sixth inning with the score, Round Rock 5, Tacoma 3.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org. At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We go to the sixth inning, Round Rock 5, Tacoma 3. Jose Rodriguez in, and his first pitch to Jonathan Ornelas is called a strike. 0-1 the count. Rodriguez pitching in a relief role for just his second time this season. He's been a starter all year. Here's a grounder right to short. Gregorius handles it and throws to first in time to get Ornelas. Two pitches, one out in the top of the sixth inning. Rodriguez is in relief of Kyle Hart, who went five innings, allowed nine hits, five runs all earned, one walk, six strikeouts, three home runs allowed, his first three of the year. Sandro Fabian now the batter. Rodriguez with a pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Rodriguez 1-6 with a 7.53 ERA. And there's a slider for a swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Rodriguez began the year in the Red Ears rotation, got off to a really good start, and was even called up by the Mariners briefly. 1-1 pitch, bounced foul, third base side. When he returned to Tacoma and went back into the starting rotation, he struggled, landed on the injured list, missed some time, came back, continued to have trouble as a starter, and now making a relief appearance coming out of the All-Star break, and maybe this will get him back on track again. Some bullpen innings. Here's his 1-2, and it swung on and fouled away. Still 1-2. Rodriguez had the one appearance for the Mariners earlier this season. He's also previously been in the majors for the Angels. 1-2 pitch, slider outside. Two balls, two strikes to Sandro Fabian. Two pitch, down low, ball three. So payoff pitch on its way, and it swung on and popped up towards the mound, and to the left of the mound, it's the pitcher Rodriguez making the catch. That was not a high pop fly, kind of a low pop up, and Rodriguez was the man to make the play. Two down, and now Dio Arias will be the batter. And Rodriguez's pitch to him is in there for a called strike. 93-mile-per-hour fastball. Now here's one inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Breaking ball in there for a strike, 1-2. One, two pitch, swing and a foul. Rodriguez with a 2-2, breaking ball just outside, ball three. Little hesitation move in the delivery from Rodriguez right there. So full count, 3-2. And it's low and away, but that was not the full count pitch. This next one will be, so now it's 3-2. Ball four. So Arias draws a two-out walk. And now Bubba Thompson will be the batter. And And showing bunt and getting it down is Thompson. He's so fast. Picked up by O'Keefe, and he gets him at first base. Nice play by Brian O'Keefe, who didn't have a moment to spare. Picking up that bunt and throwing out Thompson at first, wrapping up the top of the sixth inning. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Round Rock 5, Tacoma 3.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/free checking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Round Rock leading the Red Ears 5-3. Taylor Trammell to start things off. Taylor Hearn on the hill, and the pitch is called a strike. 0-1 the count to Trammell. He's 1-for-2 with a single today. A 1 pitch, swing, and a miss. So Trammell behind in the count here, 0-2. Now the pitch is swung on and hit high in the sky, but not deep to left field. And there's Martinez to make the catch, and one man is out at the bottom of the sixth. So Trammell, who has hit the ball the other way in all three of his plate appearances today, flies out to left. Here's O'Keefe. He's walked and lined out. 0-for-1, and Hearn's pitch is outside for a ball. Pitch, swing, and a miss. That evens up the count, 1-1. One one pitch, up and away, 2-1. Rainiers with some bullpen activity. Nolan Blackwood warming up. Two one is on the outside edge for a called strike, and the count's even now, 2-2. Ball three in the dirt, though, and O'Keefe brings the count full. So three balls, two strikes to O'Keefe. Just trying to get on base here and get something started with one out at the bottom of the sixth inning. Three-two pitch, foul, back. Now swing at a foul again. Still 3-2. Half pitch coming. Down and in, ball four. And O'Keefe draws his second walk of the evening. So he heads down to first base. And the Rainiers have the tying run at the plate again. This time it's in the form of Zach Deloach. And this is a left versus left battle between Taylor Hearn and Zach Deloach. Here's the first pitch, and it's a fastball in there for a strike. Well, time for our Mariners farm report. The full season team's all getting back into action today, but there was some interesting player movement. So here's one up high for a ball. The Mariners used the All-Star break to promote some lower-level players up a level who are having big first halves. So now the 1-1 pitch to Deloach is coming from Hearn. And it's a swing and a miss, strike two. The two teenagers from Class A Modesto, who are playing very well, promoted to Everett, talking about right fielder Gabriel Gonzalez, who was hitting over 350 for Modesto, and shortstop Cole Young. So here's the pitch inside to Deloach. Young didn't have the great traditional stats. They were solid, but apparently he plays beyond his years in all aspects of the game, and he is joining the Everett Aqua Sox, or did so today. Here's the 2-2, and it swung on and rolled through the right side into right field, a base hit, and O'Keefe moves up to second, and Deloach with a single to right. And the Rainiers have something developing here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Two on, one out for Mark Mathias. Deloach, by the way, has now hit safely in his last seven games. Mathias is one for two with an RBI single in the fourth. That was a two-out hit that brought in a run. And the pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. Also promoted on the farm, outfielder Alberto Rodriguez, who was playing very well offensively for the Everett Aqua Sox. He's been bumped up to Double-A Arkansas. No pitch down low for a ball. Arkansas also added infielder Caden Polkovich, who's been injured all season. Had a few rehab games in the Arizona Rookie League and is returning to action now at Double-A Arkansas. He's someone who, prior to his injury in spring training, we thought was a possible member of the opening day Rainiers roster, but the injury prevented that from happening. 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss. And the count goes to 2-1 on Mathias. Two-one pitch coming. Swing and a foul tip held onto by the catcher. There's strike two. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Called strike three, but immediately challenged by Mathias. He thought it was low, so we're going to go to the automated ball strike system and see what it has to say. And it called it a strike, said it caught the bottom inside corner. So the Red Ears lose a challenge for the first time. They have two left. And that is a strikeout for the second out of the inning. Two on, two out for Cooper Hummel. There's the pitch, and it is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. One pitch now. In there for a called strike, 0-2. So Hummel behind the count here, two on, two out, no balls, two strikes, and the pitch is swung on and fouled away. Still 0-2. Round Rock and Tacoma, both with bullpen action now. 0-2 pitch coming to Hummel. And it's a swing and a foul tip. Comes the 0-2 pitch now again to Hummel, who's been battling here behind the count, and he checks his swing and went around. That is strike three, and that wraps up the bottom of the sixth inning. No runs on a hit, two runners left on base, and we head to the seventh inning of play here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. It's Round Rock 5, Tacoma 3.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Well, we go to the seventh inning, and Round Rock leads Tacoma 5-3. J.P. Martinez, Justin Foscue, and Sam Huff do up here in the seventh. Jose Rodriguez on the hill, pitch to scoreless sixth. Here's his pitch to J.P. Martinez, and it is swung out and bounced foul. There's strike one. Opening game of a three-game homestand. The Red Ears' shortest homestand of the year. Got a 6:05 start tomorrow. So the 0-1 to Martinez is in there for a strike. Marcus Walden starts for the Red Ears tomorrow. Round Rock starter is unannounced at this time. Here comes the 0-2 to Martinez. And he started to go after it and stopped in time. One ball, two strikes. Sunday's day game is at 1:35. Adam Aller will make his Rainiers debut as the starter in that one. Just claimed off waivers from Oakland. Here's one up high, 2-2. The Express are going to start right-hander Owen White on Sunday. He's one of the Rangers' top pitching prospects. Here's a pitch outside to Martinez. So full count, 3-2. Rodriguez comes set, and his pitch is just outside, ball four. He lost him. Well, the Red Ears are going to challenge it just to see. Might have caught the outside corner, possibly. Oh, did it? Yes, it did catch the outside corner. Red Ears with the challenge. Martinez strikes out. And that is the first out here at the top of the seventh inning. Nicely done by Brian O'Keefe, calling for the challenge there. And they get the overturn. And instead of a walk, it's a strikeout. And Rodriguez thanks O'Keefe for calling for the challenge on that one before he's being removed from the game by manager John Russell, who wants to bring in a righty now to face the heart of the Round Rock Express lineup. Nolan Blackwood coming in from the bullpen. We'll take a break for this pitching change in the top of the seventh. Round Rock 5, Tacoma 3.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
As a business owner, you're used to having a plan B, but these days you're probably also thinking about plan C, plan D, all the way to plan Z. At Propel Insurance, we're here to help. Our deep expertise in the industries we serve means we know your business inside and out. Our trusted relationships with the nation's leading carriers means you have access to coverage not always available elsewhere. And add to that a relentless claims department, and you've got a partnership you can count on no matter what. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
We're at the top of the seventh inning. It's Round Rock 5, Tacoma 3. Nolan Blackwood, the Red Ears' new pitcher. The sidearmer is going to face Justin Foscue, and the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Foscue has hit a two-run homer and a single tonight. He's 2-for-3. One out, no one on. And the pitch is outside. Jose Rodriguez went 1 1/3 scoreless without allowing a hit. He had one strikeout to go with one walk. Now the next pitch is called a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Blackwood is appearing in his 32nd game. He's 2-3 with a 5.22 ERA. 2-1 to Foscue is inside, and the count moves to 3-1. Pitch called a strike, and Foscue challenges it and heads down towards first base as he thinks he has been walked. We will go to the automated ball strike system for a final verdict, and Mr. Foscue was correct. It was indeed ball four. So he is on with a one-out walk. And now Sam Huff is the batter. Huff's 1-for-3 with a two-run homer. And the pitch is swung on, bounced foul on the ground, third base side. Strike one to Huff. Oh, one pitch coming. Fouled off, strike two. So Blackwood promptly gets ahead of the count on Huff. No balls, two strikes. Some major league scores. Mariners trailing Detroit 5-2 in the eighth inning. Up at T-Mobile Park, Mariners opening a 10-game homestand tonight. 0-2 pitch, fouled, still 0-2. Tigers have hit three homers in that one, and Detroit had Eduardo Rodriguez on the hill. Oh, 2 again to Huff. Outside for a ball, 1-2. Now the 1-2 coming. Swinging a foul, still 1-2. The Parrot Club of the Express, the Texas Rangers, they had a huge win today, 12-4 over Cleveland. It's 17 hits in that game. Nathaniel Lowe was 4-for-4 with a homer and scored four runs. So here's one outside now, 2-2. And Jonah Heim had three hits with a homer and four runs batted in. Well, 2-2 now to Huff with a runner at first and one out. Blackwood's pitch, outside, ball three. It was 0-2, but Huff started fouling off pitches, and now it's a full count. Blackwood just walked Foscue. Here's the 3-2 pitch with a runner going, and it's hit in the air to center, not deep. And it'll be Trammell, and he makes the catch. Foscue returning to first base. So two men are gone in the seventh. Here comes Blaine Krim, who's 3-for-3 with a single, a double, and a homer. And he has hit four triples this season. And the pitch is outside for a ball. One-oh pitch outside, two balls, no strikes. Misses away for ball three. On deck, Elier Hernandez. Three-oh pitch to Krim. Ball four. Four straight pitches outside of the zone. He heads down to first. Foscue takes second. That are two on with two out for Elier Hernandez. And this is now a big batter coming up here if the Riders want to keep this game close in the late innings. Hernandez, one of the top performers in the PCL to this point. Leads the league in hits. Fifth in the league in runs batted in. First pitch to him, misses down low for a ball. Blackwood having trouble finding the strike zone. 1-0. Outside, ball two. Six straight pitches have missed. And now there's a swing and a miss and a slider, and the count goes to 2-1. Now the 2-1, swing and a miss, strike two. So it's even. Now the pitch called, strike three. Down goes Hernandez. Well, we think so. It's been challenged. And so we're going to go to the automated ball strike system and see. And the Red Ears win the challenge, as that was a strike at the bottom of the zone. So Hernandez goes down looking, and that wraps up the top of the seventh inning. No runs, hits, or errors. Two runners left on base. We have reached the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium with the score, Round Rock 5, Tacoma 3.
The nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Well, we go to the bottom of the seventh inning here at Cheney Stadium. It is Round Rock 5, Tacoma 3. New pitcher for the Express, right-hander Ian Kennedy. And his first pitch to Sam Haggerty is looped out into shallow left, and that's going to drop for a base hit. And the Red Ears get the leadoff man aboard here at the bottom of the seventh inning. Little opposite field flare for a single for Sam Haggerty. And Cade Marlowe comes up representing the tying run. Ian Kennedy, 38 years old, appearing in his seventh game since joining Round Rock. He was in the big leagues with the Rangers prior to that. He has been pitching in the major leagues since 2007. Has close to 14 years of major league service time. Pitch to Marlowe, laced foul down the first baseline. Kennedy, once a top prospect in the Yankees system, who drafted him in the first round in 2006 out of USC. And Kennedy has pitched for the Yankees, the Diamondbacks, the Padres, the Royals, and this year the Texas Rangers. As there's a pickoff throw to first, it gets away from Krim, but Haggerty isn't going to go anywhere as Krim got on it quickly. Kennedy has been in the major leagues for all or part of 17 different years and has pitched in just shy of 500 big league games. And yet this is the first time he has ever pitched at Cheney Stadium. Never played in the PCL prior to this stint. Time was called and Kennedy threw a pitch anyway, but no pitch. Now the 0-1 taken for a ball, 1-1. One coming, and it is down low for a ball, 2-1. Kennedy's 2-1 pitch to Marlowe, swung on and fouled away. 2-2 now. Kennedy in his six previous outings for Round Rock has thrown six innings and allowed only two hits, but three runs because he has, both the hits he allowed in his previous six outings were homers. Haggerty, though, just hit a single off him. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Marlowe. And that's hit in the air towards the shortstop, Ornelas, who's on the outfield grass, and he makes the catch, and one man is out at the bottom of the seventh. So Marlowe retired on a little flare to short. T.D. Gregorius now the batter. Kennedy and Malone, Tommy Malone of the Right Ears, would have been teammates at USC for at least 1 year, I believe. And a pitch to Gregorius, misses for a ball. Malone set to rejoin Tacoma, by the way, here in the coming days. Now the 1-0 pitch popped up foul and out of play, 1-1. Next pitch, swung on and hit in the air to right field, but not deep. Hernandez coming in on it, and he makes the catch, and there's out number two in the bottom of the seventh inning. Jake Shiner will be the next hitter. Right here's trail 5-3, looking for a big hit. They have a runner at first and two down. Shiner's been quiet tonight, 0-3. Haggerty with his lead at first base, and Kennedy's pitch is a fastball right down the middle for a called strike. Pitch, swing and a miss, and the count goes to 0-2. Kennedy in that pretty limited group who's been both a major league starting pitcher and a major league closer. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Shiner, and that wraps up the bottom of the seventh inning. No runs on a hit, and one runner left on base. We go to the eighth with the score, Round Rock 5, Tacoma 3.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
We head to the eighth inning here at Cheney Stadium. It is Round Rock 5, Tacoma 3. New pitcher for the Rainiers, Ryder Ryan in from the pen. His 26th appearance. He's 3-2 with a 3.82 ERA on the year. Former member of the Round Rock Express for 2 years, and his first pitch to Ornelas is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. The 1-0 is in there for a strike, and that evens up the count 1-1. One pitch called a strike, 1-2. Ball called, strike three, and Ornelas goes down looking, and Ryan strikes out the first batter he faces. So one down. Pitch is a strike to Fabian. Sandro Fabian is 1-for-3 today. Next pitch is inside for a ball. 1-1 down. This is swung on and lined towards center field. Back Trammell, still back, and he reaches out and can't get it. And the ball trickles towards the warning track. Fabian's going to run for a while. He's around second, headed to third. Here's the relay to third, but it's not in time. Sandro Fabian ends up at third base with one out here in the top of the eighth inning. a liner over the head of Trammell in center, and he reached out and had it go off the end of his glove. So now Dio Arias bats with a runner at third. And one out. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Rainiers with the infield in all the way around. Can't afford to fall behind by more. 1-0 pitch inside for a ball. That was a triple for Fabian, his third of the year. Two-oh pitch, pumped in there for a strike at 95 on the gun, and the count goes to 2-1. Now a swing and a bouncer to short. Gregorius has it, looks the runner back at third, and then throws to first and gets Arias for the second out here in the top of the eighth inning. That's a big out right there. Now the infielders can back up to normal depth. Bubba Thompson, the batter, with a runner at third and two outs. And the pitch is chopped to first on one hop, fielded by Hummel, flips it to Ryan, covering first in time for the out. And the inning is over. Ryder Ryan works around a one-out triple. No runs on the one hit. No errors and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Round Rock 5, Tacoma 3.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We head to the bottom of the eighth inning here at Cheney Stadium. Right here is trailing 5-3 to the Round Rock Express. The Texas Rangers AAA club brings in a new pitcher here for the bottom of the eighth inning. Right-hander Jonathan Hernandez, who is appearing in his 11th game for Round Rock this year, and he's pitched to a 1.46 earned run average so far. Although he has been wild and issued a lot of walks this year. His first pitch to Trammell is hit in the air to left. It's deep, and it is back, and it is gone. We have ourselves a one-run game. Trammell goes deep for his 11th time for Tacoma this season. He hits the ball to the opposite field for the fourth time in this game. And this one, he skies out of here. Trammell had no doubt it was going. And the Red Ears make it a 5-4 ball game. Second homer of the night for Tacoma. And now Brian O'Keefe comes to the plate. O'Keefe's 0-for-1 with a line out and two walks. Now the pitch is a fastball call to strike at 95. Now the 0-1 call to strike. It's 0-2, and O'Keefe finds himself behind in the count. Pitch is down low for a ball, 1-2. Taylor Trammell now with 6 runs batted in over the course of his last 5 games. He's been putting runs on the scoreboard. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss and a slider. That is strike 3 and the first out of the inning. O'Keefe goes down swinging. Zach Deloach will now be the hitter. Deloach has singled. He's been hit by a pitch. He has scored a run, 1-for-2. And the pitch to Deloach is in for a called strike, 0-1. One offering, swing and a miss, strike 2. So no balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Rainiers with both Diego Castillo and Riley O'Brien loosening up in the pen. 0-2 pitch is fouled away. Still no balls, 2 strikes. The 0-2 on its way. Called strike 3, and down goes Deloach. So back-to-back strikeouts after the Trammell homer. And now Mark Mathias will be the batter. Now the pitch, swing and a miss, there's strike 1. Oh, 1 pitch in there for a strike, 0-2. Now swinging a one hopper to short, fielded by Ornelas. His throw to first comes in on a hop, but is in time for the out. And the Rainiers settle for the one run here in the 8th inning. One run on one hit, the Trammell homer, no one left on. We go to the 9th inning. It's a close one here at Cheney Stadium. Round Rock 5, Tacoma 4.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer?
When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
We go to the ninth inning. It is Round Rock 5, Tacoma 4. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Diego Castillo, and his first pitch to J.P. Martinez is inside for a ball. 1-0 the count to Castillo, the fifth pitcher used by the Red Ears today. So 1-0 is in there for a strike. He's in relief of Ryder Ryan, who tossed a scoreless eighth, allowing one hit, and he recorded a strikeout. Castillo. Now the 1-1 to Martinez, and this is outside for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Two-one pitch. Up and away, ball three. Castillo's in his 22nd appearance for Tacoma, 4-2. 6.66 ERA. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, and the count goes full, 3-2. Castillo began the year with the Mariners. Pitched in 8 games for them and then was sent to Tacoma. 3-2 pitch. Outside, ball four, leadoff walk in the ninth. Fifth walk issued by Tacoma pitchers tonight. Now Justin Foscue will be the batter. Foscue's 2-for-3 with a homer tonight. Here's the pitch, and it's with a runner going, is in for a strike, throw to second, and they got him. The tag applied by Mathias, and Martinez is gunned down trying to steal. Brian O'Keefe got him. Martinez thrown out for just his third time this year. He was 25 out of 27 in base stealing attempts prior to that. But Brian O'Keefe just hosed him at second base. Big out for the first out of the inning. Now there's strike two to Foscue. So Castillo out ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Down he goes on three pitches, and two men are gone. And now Sam Huff will be the hitter. Looking ahead to the bottom of the ninth inning, the Red Ears scheduled hitters begin with the number 9 spot in the order, which was Hummel tonight, followed by Haggerty and Marlowe, with Gregorius up fourth and Shiner up fifth. Here's the pitch to Sam Huff, and he fouls one away, strike one. Huff's 1-for-4 in this game, but showed his power with a long 2-run homer back in the third inning. Oh, 1 pitch, check swing, and he held up in time, says first base umpire Tanner Moore. Oh, 1-1 pitch on its way. And that's hit in the air down the right field line. Marlowe has to race over into foul ground, and he has it go off his glove and fall to the ground. It's a foul ball and just a strike. But I'm sure Marlowe thinks he should have caught this one. Right off the side of his glove. They're going to give an error, I believe, on that foul ball. Yes, they are. One-two pitch. Down low, 2-2. One, two coming. Down low, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Actually, that makes the count full. It's 3 balls, 2 strikes. Payoff pitch coming from Castillo. And it is outside, ball four. So a two-out walk for Sam Huff after the error on the foul ball. And now Blaine Krim is the batter. Castillo into his motion of the pitch is a swing and a miss. Ball in there for a strike. 95 on the gun. 0-2. And the pitch to Krim is lined into right center. That's a base hit. Ranging over to cut it off is Marlowe, and he does. Rounding second and taking third is Huff. Krim has his fourth hit of the game. A single towards right center. And now Round Rock is threatening with two outs. Elier Hernandez is the batter. Hernandez is 0 for 3 with 2 strikeouts and a flyout, plus a walk tonight. Runners at the corners with 2 outs in the ninth. Castillo's pitch is swung on, bounced towards the left side, cut off at third by Shiner. He throws it to second in time for the force out on Krim, and that closes out the top of the ninth inning. No runs for Round Rock on a hit, and 2 runners were left on base. We're going to go to the bottom of the ninth. The Red Ears are set up for a rally with the score Round Rock 5, Tacoma 4.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay, Reese's.
Reese's. Really working, actually. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Well, we go to the bottom of the ninth. It's Round Rock 5, Tacoma 4. New pitcher in for the Round Rock Express, right-hander Joe Barlow, who has been used as the Texas Rangers closer in the big leagues in both 2021 and 2022 with a total of 24 major league saves. And he does not have a save this year in the big leagues or in AAA, but this is a save situation here. Cooper Hummel stands in, and the first pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Barlow now with a 1-0, and it's down low. This is his 16th appearance for Round Rock. He's 2-0 with a 3.50 ERA. In the majors, he's been in 13 games and has a 4.66 ERA this year. 1-0 pitch to Hummel. Zips in there for a called strike. 1-1 now. Or correction, that makes the count 2-1. But Hummel has challenged, and he loses the challenge. So it remains a strike, and the Rangers are down to one challenge remaining. Two-one pitch up and in, ball three. So three balls. And one strike, and now time called. And out to the mound goes the catcher. Huff had a quick word with Barlow. Right here's trying to get the leadoff man on here at the bottom of the ninth inning, trailing by a run. 3-1 pitch, called a strike, and Hummel challenges again, and if he's wrong, the Red Ears are out of challenges. We'll see about this one. And it caught the inside edge of the zone, so it is indeed a strike, and the count is full on Hummel. Three balls, two strikes. So the at-bat continues, and the Rainiers are out of challenges. Here's the payoff, and it is outside, ball four. And Hummel gets his walk after all of that. It took two challenges, but he ends up headed down to ball four, to first base anyway, finally seeing the ball four. So that puts the tying runner on, and that's a big leadoff walk. Sam Haggerty now the batter. He's 2-for-4 with a pair of singles. Switch hitter bats left here. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Now Hummel at first base has 18 steals this year and 22 attempts. He's being held on by Krim. Foscue at third's playing up on the grass in case Haggerty bunts. The 0-1 pitch is up and away, 1-1. Don't think Haggerty is going to be bunting. Certainly took a pretty big hack at that first pitch. 1-1 the count. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back, and it's 1-2 now. On deck, Cade Marlowe. Barlow is ready. 1-2 pitch in the dirt, and it gets past Huff. Breaking for second is Hummel. The throw down, they got him at second base. It just rolled a couple of feet past Huff. Hummel took off for second, but Huff got on it in a hurry, and the tag was applied by Ornelas, and the base runner is erased. Hummel out trying to advance. 2-6 on the play. Not officially a caught stealing, just out trying to advance. Here's the 2-2 now, and it is swung on and fouled away on the third base side. So still two balls, two strikes to Haggerty. And the next pitch swung on and pulled in the air to right, and Hernandez is there backpedaling and making the catch, and two men are gone, and the Red Ears are down to their last out. Cade Marlowe has already homered today. Here's the pitch from Barlow, and it's a swing and a miss and a slider. There's strike one. Two outs of the ninth. Red Ears trailing by a run, 5-4. They need some drama. Here's the 0-1 on its way from Barlow, and it is outside. One ball, one strike. D.D. Gregorius watching from the on-deck circle. 1-1 the count to Marlow. Next pitch on its way from Barlow, and it's low. Two balls, one strike. Now the 2-1, down low, ball three. So Marlow well out ahead of the count with two outs in the ninth. Here's the 3-1 pitch on its way from Barlow. And it is high, ball four. So Marlow walks against Barlow. And the Red Ears have the tying runner on base again. D.D. Gregorius coming to the plate. He's 1-for-3 with an infield single in this game. Gregorius can come through. The pitch swung on, hit in the air to left, not deep. Martinez racing towards the line, and he makes the catch, and that is the final out of the ball game. Round Rock wins it 5-4 in the series opener. Their homers early in the game stand up. The Red Ears had just 8 hits in this one. And they end up dropping the opener 5-4, the final score. And the Red Ears will try to even it up tomorrow at 6:05 p.m. in Game 2 of this 3-game series. We'll recap this game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard of the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit BECU.org/free checking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Well, Round Rock wins the opener of this series 5-4 over the Tecumseh Rainiers as they built an early lead and held on and managed to take the opener of this three-game series. The Rainiers started Kyle Hart. Lefty had made 6 starts for the Rainiers this season, had pitched 30 innings, and had not allowed a homer, period. That changed today, though, because the Express hit 3 homers off him over the course of his 5 innings of work today. It started in the first inning when Bubba Thompson singled and stole second, and then with one out, Justin Foscue lifted a 2-run homer to left field, his 11th of the year, and Round Rock was up 2-0. We got to the third inning, and with one out, Foscue singled to right field for his 2nd hit of the game, bringing up the slugging catcher Sam Huff. And Huff hit a long one to right center field, just to the right of the giant wall in center, really, where the flagpole is here at Cheney Stadium. A 2-run shot for Huff, his 12th of the year, and it was 4-0 Round Rock in the top of the third. Right here's got a run back at the bottom of the third against Round Rock starter Seth Nordlund when Cade Marlowe lined a solo homer to right field, his 11th of the year, and that extended his hitting streak to 14 straight games and made it 4-1. The Rainiers then chipped away a little bit. 2 outs in the fourth, no one on. Zach Deloach hit by a pitch, and then when a pitch got past catcher Sam Huff, Deloach took second base, and then he scored on a 2-out RBI single off the bat of Mark Mathias. And the Rainiers had made it 4-2. But in the top of the fifth, Hart had retired the first 2 batters of that inning and, in fact, had retired 7 in a row overall. But Blaine Krim hit another homer, this time a solo shot, the 3rd homer of the game for Round Rock, first for Krim, his 12th on the year. And that made it 5-2 Round Rock in the top of the fifth inning. But in the bottom of the fifth, the Rainiers got that run back against reliever Taylor Hearn when Sam Haggerty reached on an infield single to start the inning. And then Haggerty stole second and took third when the throw from Huff went into center field. And that left him just 90 feet away from scoring, which he did on an infield single off the bat of D.D. Gregorius. And that made it a 5-3 ball game in the fifth inning. Now, the Rainiers had great relief from that point forward as Jose Rodriguez, Nolan Blackwood, Ryder Ryan, and Diego Castillo combined to pitch scoreless ball over the final 4 innings of the game. And that gave the Rainiers comeback opportunities. But they were only able to draw 1 run closer. In the sixth inning, they had 2 on with 1 out. But back-to-back strikeouts ended that rally. In the seventh inning, Sam Haggerty hit a leadoff single. Nothing doing after that, three straight outs. In the eighth inning, Taylor Trammell hit the first pitch he saw from Jonathan Hernandez over the left field fence for his 11th home run of the season. And Tecoba made it a one-run game on that shot, making it 5-4, but the next three hitters all were out. In the bottom of the ninth inning, Joe Barlow on to try to close it out, walked the leadoff man, Cooper Hummel, but when a pitch rolled away from Sam Huff, Hummel tried to take second base and was thrown out by Huff for the first out of the inning. That was a big out. Sam Haggerty then lined out to right field for out number two. Marlowe drew a walk, once again putting the tying runner on base and bringing the winning run to the plate, but Didi Gregorius flied out to left field, ending the ball game, and Round Rock was a winner today by the final score of 5-4. Here are the final totals in today's game. For Round Rock, 5 runs on 11 hits. They made one error and left 10 on base. For Tecoma, 4 runs on 8 hits, 1 error, and left 8 on base. Winning pitcher is Taylor Hearn. He is 2-2 on the season. Loss goes to Kyle Hart. He falls to 2-2. Time of the ball game was 2 hours and 42 minutes, and the attendance 6,095. I missed the save. Joe Barlow got a save, his first save of the year. With the win, Round Rock goes to 53-34 overall, 9-4 in second half play. The Red Ears fall to 44-44 on the year, 7-6 in the second half. These two teams meet again tomorrow night at 6:05 p.m. with the Red Ears scheduled to start Marcus Walden against a Round Rock starter to be announced. Round Rock takes it 5-4, the final score. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tecoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tecoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Round Rock tops Tecoma 5-4, the final score. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. They just wrapped up north at T-Mobile Park with the Tigers holding on for a 5-4 victory over the Mariners as the Detroit hit a couple of homers early against Luis Castillo, and the Mariners end up pulling within one run, and they had two on in the bottom of the ninth inning when the final out was recorded by the Tigers closer, Alex Lange, his 14th of the year, and Detroit wins the opener of that series against the Mariners, 5-4 the final. The M's back to 500 on the year at 45-45. Elsewhere in the American League, Texas had 17 hits and crushed Cleveland 12-4. Jonah Heim had 3 hits, a homer, and 4 runs batted in. The Astros snapped a 4-4 tie in the top of the 6th inning with a 3-run rally, and they beat the Angels in Anaheim 7-5. Tampa Bay at Kansas City postponed. They're going to try to play a doubleheader tomorrow. And the Twins are bringing a 5-3 lead into the bottom of the 9th inning in Oakland. In National League play today, San Diego beat the Phillies 8-3. Yu Darvish struck out 9 over 6 innings to get the win. And the Padres superstars all homered. Manny Machado, Juan Soto, and Fernando Tatis Jr. all went deep. Giants beat the Pirates 6-4 in Pittsburgh. Their closer, who was in the All-Star game, Camilo Doval, picked up his 27th save of the year. He leads the majors. Dodgers shut out the Mets 6-0. Julio Urias went 6 innings, allowed just 1 hit. The Brewers shut out the Reds 1-0 at Cincinnati. Corbin Burns struck out 13 over 6 innings. And the Cardinals and Nationals were suspended in the bottom of the third inning in St. Louis with the Cardinals leading 1-0. They'll try to finish that one up tomorrow and then play the regularly scheduled game tomorrow as well. Five interleague games today. Orioles beat the Marlins 5-2. Adam Frazier hit two homers for Baltimore, the first multiple home run game of his major league career. The Orioles have won six in a row. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. won the home run derby on Monday in Seattle, and then in his first at-bat returning to the Blue Jays today, homer. Toronto beat Arizona 7-2. Atlanta got a grand slam in the first inning from Matt Olson, his National League leading 30th homer of the year, and they cruise to a 9-0 win over the White Sox. Charlie Morton tossed in seven scoreless innings. The Red Sox won their sixth in a row, a road win at Wrigley. They beat the Cubs 8-3. Rafael Devers homered twice. And the Rockies hit three homers, including one by Chris Bryant, who's healthy again. And Colorado beat the Yankees at Coors Field 7-2. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Tacoma, Round Rock wins the series opener over the Red Ears 5-4. We'll be back with more right after this.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, Round Rock takes the series opener 5-4, the final score tonight here at Cheney Stadium. And they did it with home runs early in the game. All five of their runs scored on homers, two-run shots and a solo blast. And that was enough. The Express have had a really good bullpen this year. It's one of the reasons they're 19 games over 500. And their bullpen did a fine job today as they protected the lead over the late innings and managed to hold off the Red Ears' attempts to rally. And Round Rock takes it 5-4, the final in this series opener. Other games in the Coast League tonight. Albuquerque, which just signed Chris Flexen, by the way, the former Mariner, they beat Salt Lake today 9-2, continuing their hot start of the second half. They're in first place of the second half standings at 10-3 overall. El Paso was a 5-4 winner at Sugarland in that series opener. In 10 innings, Oklahoma City knocked out Sacramento 5-3. That was in Sacramento. And Reno has won at Las Vegas 7-3, the final score. Well, these two teams meet again tomorrow at 6:05. Marcus Walden makes the start for the Red Ears. And Round Rock does not have a starting pitcher announced at this time. We'll be on the air with our pregame show tomorrow night at 5:55 right here on the stream. Well, that's going to do it for today's broadcast. The Express hang on and win this one with some early offense. And they win the opener 5-4, the final score over the Tacoma Rainiers. Talk to you tomorrow at 5:55, first pitch at 6:05. Have a great rest of your night.